Praise the Lord, everybody.
Praise the Lord.
Praise God indeed. Hope everyone's doing well, to having a wonderful, wonderful day, wonderful week. So glad to see each and every one of you here tonight. Let's all stand. We're going to go to the Lord in prayer. We're going to go ahead and get service started. I'm just looking forward to service tonight. I know it's a busy time of year. We got some folks that's coming back into town, some that are still out. Want to keep them in prayer. Those that are sick and shut in, for whatever reason, just ask the Lord to touch them. And I know we've got some at home that are recovering and for procedures and all the things that are going forth. But I know we miss each and every one, those of you on live feed. If you have a prayer request, just put it in the comment section. And if anybody on my right side have a spoken prayer request tonight, Sister Lane. Absolutely. Praise the Lord. Sister Brenda. Amen. Amen. We sure will. Anyone else on my right side with a spoken prayer request tonight? All righty. Anyone on my left side? Spoken prayer request. All righty. Praise the Lord.
One from the Rosson.
Remember the family, Brother Butler. He passed away. So let's remember the family.
Absolutely. Brother Thompson, if you keep praying for your back. I know God's already doing a work, but just ask the Lord to touch. Miss Penny, do you have something?
No.
Okay. If you have an unspoken prayer request, just show by the raising of your hand. Oh, goodness. God knows and sees each and every one. He knows our heart. Our most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we just praise you tonight. Dear Lord, we thank you for giving us the opportunity to gather in your house and in your name. Dear Lord, as we come together, Lord, may we be in one mind and one accord. Lord, may we release all those things that are distracting our mind and our thoughts. Lord, may we just turn it all over to you, dear Lord, and for this short period of time that we're in service, whether we're watching live feed or at a later date or now here live in the sanctuary, Lord, may we just turn all of our attention to you, dear Lord, prepared to hear your word. Lord, we just want to praise you. We want to lift you up, dear Lord. Again, dear Lord, may we release those things that are holding us back and come to you, dear Lord, with earnest prayer and earnest expectation. Lord, we believe in you and we believe in your healing. We believe your power, dear Lord, is mighty. Sweet Jesus, we just love you. In your name, we're coming to you. We know that you can be with those families that have lost a loved one, those that are waiting for those new babies being born, for those anxious times. Lord, for those who are in the hospital right now struggling for whatever reason, whether it's COVID or for other situations, dear Lord, and ask you just to be with them, dear Lord, and give each and every one an opportunity, dear Lord, to turn their life over to you if they haven't. And dear Lord, we just now, for those that are going through rehabs and getting over procedures, dear Lord, we lift them up to you. But dear Lord, we know and ask for those families that have lost a loved one, dear Lord, that you will just strengthen them. And dear Lord, give them that peace that only you can provide, dear Lord. May your word be spoken over them. And dear Lord, we ask now that you'll bless our pastor and his family. Strengthen each and every ministry that goes forth from here, dear Lord. And even on this feed that goes out, whether it be on Facebook or however it's seen, dear Lord, that anyone that hears your word, dear Lord, will feel your holy presence. Lord, we ask that the Holy Ghost have a free reign amongst each and every one of us, dear Lord. And we give you all the honor and glory in Jesus' name. And we all say, amen, amen. Amen. Let's give him a hand clap of praise. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And let's also, don't forget the young people. This is the teens and the young ones downstairs, whichever week it is, whether they're having their class or for their drama, that we keep them and the ministry leaders in our prayer. So while you're standing, turn to page 333. I'm going to need y'all's help tonight. I'll Fly Away. Mm-hmm. to a home on God's celestial shore. I'm fly away. Amen. Take up the evening offering. Just praise the Lord. And after we get through, Sister Brenda, if you want to prepare yourself after that to come down and do a song, and then Miss Susan, praise God, and then Sister Linda. Brother Thomas, would you ask the Lord to bless our offering, please?
Lord, we thank the Lord for you being blessed, Lord. Thank the Lord for this opportunity to be in your house again tonight, Lord.
Yes, sir.
As you bless all those that have made the effort, Lord, to come out and see you and praise you and honor and give you glory that you deserve. Bless all those that are not able to be here tonight, Lord. Bless this offering, Lord. For the furlough of my work, Lord, bless those that have to give, especially those who don't.
Amen. 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 Praise God.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
I first of all want to say I'm thankful because about a week and a half ago, as most of y'all probably know, I broke a piece of my femur off. Don't ask me how because I don't know. But anyway, when I went the next day to the orthopedic doctor, he told me that the first 2 weeks was going to be really bad. And I asked him, could I go back to work? And he said, yeah, as long as I could do it. But he gave me some more medicine, some pain medicine to take. And I want to give God the glory because the pain medicine is still sitting at the drugstore. I haven't had any pain with it as far as having to take anything. Probably about a day after he told me that. So probably since Tuesday was a week ago. Yesterday was a week ago. I haven't had any trouble. So I give God the glory for that. I am so, so thankful. They say there'll be no tears in heaven, but I can understand. For the things that make us cry won't be found in that land. There'll be no pain or sorrow, we'll never be sad again. It's a place of peace and rest, and the joy will never end. It'll be hard not to cry when we finally step inside and see our loved ones there. It's been so long, and when I walk up to his throne and feel the joy I've never known, it'll be hard. Now you can say that I'm emotional, crying's always been easy for me. Whether because my heart is heavy or my joy ecstatically, so I will pray that when I get there, when it all comes into view, it'll be hard not to cry when we finally step inside and see our loved ones there. It's been so long, and when I walk up to his throne and feel the joy I've never known, it'll be hard.
Through. Savior's face and sing the story, saved by grace, and thereupon that golden strand.
Thinking about this year, and we have been through a lot this year, not just one of us, but each and every one of us in one way or another. And but God saw us through. He has brought us through everything, and I am so thankful for His blessings on me, and I hope that I can live a closer life to Him in 21 and be more of a witness for Him. Y'all worship with me. This is an old song. That's all I know is old songs. It says so much to thank Him for. So much to thank Him for, and I've got so much to thank Him for, so much to praise Him for. You see, He has been so good to me. And when I think of all He's done where He's brought me from. I've got so much to thank Him for. Oh, I've got so much to thank Him for. So much to praise Him for, you see. Brought me from, I've got so much to thank Him for.
Amen. Thank you, sister. Praise the Lord.
I think we all have a lot to thank the Lord for, don't you? Amen. So many blessings. And
sometimes we spend more time on things that are going bad rather than thinking about things that are going good in our life. There's more good than there is bad. All of it. If you look around, you can see a lot of folks that are a lot worse off than what we are. And I give God all the praise, all the honor, and the glory for His goodness and His mercy. What does that sound like to you, E flat? You know, sometimes we thank God for the big things and fail to thank Him for some of the small things that we call small, but things that I guess sometimes we just might take for granted. But I want to thank the Lord that the last two times that I've seen Mother, and I have to see her through the glass, but first time in months she's called my name. And that may not seem like a big thing, but for months and months she just really just didn't act like she even knew me. And she's walking down the hall and she said, "There's Eddie." And that's all we understood the other day, but today she did the same thing. She's walking down the hall with the attendant and she said, "There's Eddie." And I said, "Well, hey, sweetheart." I said, "How are you doing?" She said, "I'm fine. How are you?" And I said, "Well, I'm doing great." And then that was it. But thank God that I got that little bit. The rest of it was just, couldn't understand a word she said after that. But for a little while, it was Mother. This is a song Mother used to sing. Houses and land I may not own, many riches be unknown, a little person in this world I may be. I can't keep up with the style, but I know I'm God's own child. I claim Jesus first, and that's enough for me. I claim Jesus first of all. He will answer when I call, and I know I'll have a soul the sun set free. I am God's own child by birth, highest honor on this earth. I claim Jesus first, and that's enough for me. Others live on wealth and pride. I am poor but satisfied. Great Jehovah owns this world, don't you see? Underneath His loving wing, I'm as happy as a king. I claim Jesus first, and that's enough for me. I claim Jesus first of all. He will answer when I call, and I know I have soul the sun set free. I am God's own child by birth, highest honor on this earth. I claim Jesus first, and that's enough for me. I claim Jesus first of all. He will answer when I call, and I know I have a soul the sun set free. I am God's own child by birth, highest honor on this earth. I claim Jesus first, and that's enough for me. I claim Jesus first, and that's enough for me. many knows if we got Jesus, that's enough. Amen. Praise.
Yeah. Well, someone like to testify while I'm getting unhooked. You have the freedom to do so. Yes.
Praise God. Wow.
You know, we never thought, at one time we never thought it would be possible, but he was born, he's healthy, he's precious, and he's part of my life, and I'm so grateful, and I just want to thank God for what he did for
me. Amen. He's praise blessed. The Lord. Truly a miracle. Amen. They are precious. That's, Daddy always said, that's the reason they call them grand, and they are, in fact, very grand, and we appreciate God's blessings on us and our family, amen, and just with faith, what God is preparing to do for those that love Him. If you have your Bibles tonight, let's go to the book of Philippians. In the fourth chapter of the book of Philippians, we're going to begin with verse number 4 and read down through verse number 8. Again, from the book of Philippians, according to Paul's writing to the church at Philippi. With some good news. Everybody say good news.
Good news.
How many like to hear some good news?
Oh, yeah.
How many's tired of hearing bad news? How many's tired of hearing political ads? Amen to that. All right. In Philippians chapter 4, beginning with verse number 4. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. Can we pray? Dear gracious Heavenly Father, how thankful we are, God, for another day and another opportunity to gather here tonight, God, to worship you in spirit and in truth. We're so thankful, God, for your many blessings, God, for the times that you've brought us through when it seemed like it was almost unbearable. Father, we knew that we could always lean and depend on you. Thank you, God, for those miracles that you performed in our life and the many blessings. And Father, we do pray for those who are still suffering. Many are sick and afflicted. And Father, many are just fearful. And I pray, God, that you would just calm them. Pray, God, that you would speak healing into their bodies. Those who have financial needs and physical needs, Father, I pray that you would supply those needs as we know that you can. And Father, we ask you to bless those who may be traveling, those who are taking a journey. I pray, God, for their safekeeping. Ask you to bless and continue to touch those, Lord, who have not had a relationship with you. I pray, God, that you would draw them. Let this be the year of salvation in their life, and it comes into their homes, into their lives. Father, I pray that your drawing spirit, God, would reach out to each and every one. In Jesus' name we ask, amen and amen. God bless you. You may be seated. Can I say it's good to be in the house of the Lord? Amen. And I just want to remind us that tomorrow night, New Year's Eve, we will be gathering here at the church sometime around 11:30, a quarter till 12. I invite you to come and be with us if you would like, if you're still up at that hour. As we do normally here, tradition, we pray and are praying when the new year comes in. And we, Brother Jim and I was talking about, I think it was him and I was talking about, whatever you do on New Year's Day, my granddaddy said that's what you'll be doing all year long. So he was very careful of what he would do on New Year's Day. But I can't think of a better thing to be doing on New Year's Day and on the arrival of a brand new year than to be praying and leaning on the blessings of God and asking for God's guidance and his protection through the upcoming year. And I hope and pray that this coming year will be better than the one we've just endured. But as some has already said, even through all of the horror, even through all of the adversity and all of the pain and the sickness and the affliction that we haven't been made to endure,
We have been able to find comfort in the relationship with the Lord. And I, as we say so many times, I wonder what folks do or how they came through this year that don't have a relationship with the Lord. Because at times, that's all the peace that I could find. Just knowing that Jesus was living within me and just knew that He had His hand upon us and was going to make a way even when we couldn't see it. So I thank God for that. Tonight I just want to talk about keys for a happy new year. Keys for a happy new year. You know, I was thinking as I was reading the instructions from the Apostle Paul, and basically this was a church that was on fire for God, and Paul was evangelizing. He was on the missionary field, and many believers were coming to the evangelistic preaching of the crucifixion of Christ, the death, the burial, and the crucifixion of Christ. And his audience were very attentive, and they was having a complete change of lifestyle, and God was blessing them, and they were becoming believers. Believers were added to the church, the Bible said, daily, as such as should be saved. And it was a wonderful time of the outpouring of the Spirit of God and many, many souls. And it was during a time, somebody reminded us this year, that the birth of Christ came during a time of stress, during a time of rebellion, during a time of uprisings and all kind of things that was going on in the world. But even in that, there was the peaceful birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And this is the time when people had nothing else to turn to except a relationship with the Lord. And the Apostle Paul was ministering to them, and they were coming to the Lord, but they were converts. They were new in this way of life. Their salvation was there, but some of the things that they had in their lifestyle needed to be changed. Some of the things that they were doing and some of the mindsets needed to be focused on the Lord. How many knows that the Lord saves us? He fills us with His Spirit. He leads us and He guides us, but He also becomes a teacher to us and how that we are to conduct ourselves, how that we are even to transact in business and relationships and go about our daily routine. All of these things the Bible equips us with a mindset. The Bible says, let this mind be in you, which was in Christ Jesus. And I don't find where Jesus was stressed out too many times. I don't find where he lost a lot of sleep because of the things that was transpiring in the world. Because he knew he had that inner peace. And he said, this peace I leave unto you. Not as the world gives you peace, but the peace that the Lord gives us. I noticed Brother Jim mentioned that in his prayer. And I was so thankful for that because God is the only one that can give us true peace. So I thought about all of the plans. I thought about all of the expectations. I thought about all of the turmoil and the strife that people want to erase. A lot of people would just like to erase 2020 out of their life. But you know what? I don't want to do that. Because if anything, I've learned to be more dependent on God in the year 2020 probably than I have any preceding year. And sometimes that's what it takes. It takes adversity. It takes problems and trials sometimes for us to realize, how, first of all, how blessed we are. Secondly, how much we need Jesus. How much we depend on Him. I've heard many of you say, you know, if it hadn't been for the Lord this year, I don't know what I'd done. Well, I can certainly echo that. I don't know what I would have done. I shudder to think how I'd had to face this year and all of the strife and stress and emotions and things that has been a roller coaster of emotions had we not had that wonderful calming relationship that we have with the Lord. So I would imagine that people are preparing and getting ready for a new slate. How many has ever heard the phrase, erase that? You know, we say that sometimes when we said that. Oh, erase that, you know. But it's hard to erase it once you said it. But meaning, you know, let's get rid of that. Or let's turn the page in that chapter and let's get that behind us and let's look forward to better and brighter days. Amen. How many would agree with me we need some better and brighter days? Amen. But I want to assure you, if in fact they don't come, doesn't mean that God has forsaken us, doesn't mean that God doesn't care for us, and it doesn't mean that God won't give us peace and joy and happiness to persevere whatever we face, amen, on the horizon. So this is what the Apostle Paul was trying to address at this new church, or
the beginnings of this conversion, or the converts that were just coming to the knowledge of Christ, just coming to believers, because many of them hadn't walked the path yet. You know, we often talk about those saints of God that paved the way for us. Many of us are here today because of the prayers of moms and dads and grandmothers and grandfathers that had a relationship with the Lord. And when we were sowing our wild seeds or wild oats, whatever it was, they were praying for us that when we come to the knowledge of Christ, that we'd have a transformation in our life, and we would be more concerned about living for the Lord than we were about pleasing ourselves. And thank God for that. But you know what? We're not having those precious saints to depend on anymore. And I want you to understand, you have become those precious saints. Someone has to step up and fill their shoes. Someone has to pray for the generations after them. And I will assure you, if we had time to talk about our grandparents, many, many prayers were not for themselves. Not only for themselves, I'll say, but many, many times they were praying for their families. They were praying for those, amen, that God's hand of protection would be upon them. They knew they had a steadfast relationship with the Lord. Well, the audience that Paul was preaching to did not have those seasoned saints, did not have those saints that had withstood the trials of time and become battle-tested, so to speak, and but been overcomers and more than conquerors through Christ. So they needed teaching. They needed explanation as to how that they would conduct themselves. Even though they were born again, even though they had the Spirit of the Lord within them, there were certain things that they needed to focus on, certain things they needed to attribute to their lifestyle, how they treated each other, how they treated in their businesses, and basically just how they walked in a body of flesh. Amen. If we could walk around on a spiritual cloud nine all the time, wouldn't that be a blessing? But how many knows we're in a body of flesh? And the body of flesh sometimes has to go through problems and trials and situations that we have to endure. You know, it'd be great if we all just had an abundance of money, we could all be independently wealthy. I've wondered about that term, independently wealthy. Evidently, that is a single person. Hello? Independence kind of means you stand alone. And I've always heard it, independently wealthy. Couldn't you be codependently wealthy? You and your wife, or you and your husband, both be blessed with those things. You know, but I will assure you, you can have all this money and still have troubles and trials and situations in their life if, in fact, you did not have a relationship with the Lord. So the Apostle Paul begins to address some. First of all, he tells them that it all depends on peace. If you have worldly acclaim, if you have notoriety, if you're a celebrity, if you have all of these things around you, and you don't have peace, because none of those things can give you lasting peace. Oh, they'll give you a thrill for a while. Don't get me wrong, they'd be good to have, but it doesn't give us lasting peace. And according to the Word of God, and according to the ministers and those that proclaimed, and even Jesus himself, said the only peace that you're going to get is through the peace that I can give you. And that is everlasting peace. That's not peace that'll be here one day and gone tomorrow. And the peace sometimes, as we talked about earlier, doesn't always come in peaceful situations. But isn't it wonderful to know that you can have peace even in unpleasant situations or turmoil or strife? So he says, rejoice in the Lord when things go your way. But don't we do that a lot of times? You know, we'll say, I am not trying to be offensive. I'm just being a realist. And I can point to myself. I have been so blessed this week. I mean, everything has went great. Everything has went well. You just wouldn't believe how blessed it's been this week. And then when something, we have one of those weeks, we don't say that to me. Oh, I've had the awfulest time this week. But really, if you've got a relationship with the Lord, you could have had physically or in your flesh one of the worst weeks in your life, but still, because of the peace of God, you can still say, you know what, through it all, I have been blessed this week. Through all of the adversity. So the Apostle Paul said, there's going to be times you don't feel like rejoicing.
but rejoice anyway. I will assure you, you can find something to rejoice about. You can find something to be thankful for, happy for. Maybe you don't have exactly everything that you want. Maybe things don't go exactly like you want them to. But I will assure you, you can rejoice. And I've said this time and time again too. If ever you feel like that poor, pitiful me and everything, the world's just picking on you and Satan's not bothering anybody else but you, please take an opportunity, go to one of the children's hospitals and just walk the aisles. You don't have to visit it, just walk and see what some families are going through and what some precious children are going through that don't really have the promise of being an adult. And you'll realize, Lord, you know what? Things wasn't as bad as I thought it was, because some people are fighting for their very life. And you see that, and then you can't help but weep a little bit and say, Lord, you know, I'm so sorry that I complained. I'm so sorry, Lord, that I was feeling down, because I am truly blessed. If you can get up every morning, Brother Keith, if your feet hits the floor, maybe you don't want to go to work, but you still was blessed to have another day. So we can always find something to rejoice about. And the Apostle Paul says, rejoice in the Lord always. And look what he says. And again, I say, rejoice. In other words, don't forget this. We have to remind ourselves to rejoice and to thank God even when we don't find, or don't think we have anything to rejoice for, or we don't feel like it. Then he goes and said, let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. You know, my granddaddy used to say, live every day of your life like the Lord was coming back on that day. Now, that is a very profound statement if you think that. And you say, well, Lord, you know, I'm saved. I know the Lord's going to understand if I'm at work, and the Lord's going to understand if I'm cutting up and all. Yeah, he's going to understand that. But understand, too, that that means a mindset. That we live in an expectation that God is at hand. Work, he would say, like you're going to have an eternity. But live your life like the Lord was coming back today. And if you go by those words, you'll check yourself a lot of times. You know, Lord, is this what I want to be doing when you come back? You know, is this the kind of attitude I want to have when you come back? Unthankful, pitying myself or something like that. Because we got too much to thank him for. So much to thank him for. And we have to dwell on those things. And it says, be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. You know, many times, well, the Lord knows what I need. Yes, he does. He knows exactly what you need. But he's almost like a parent, too. He wants you to ask him. But you know what asking him does? It causes us to step out on faith. Took me a while to understand that, but I had some ministers telling me that, you know, many, many times I would pray silently and said, you know, Lord, you know what I need. You know what. But they said, make your request known unto the Lord by faith. Because when you're doing that, you're committing yourself. Lord, I need you to blank. I need you to do this or whatever. And state it. And when you've done that, you know, you have shown that you're stepping out on faith. You're actually believing God for this. For this specific thing. So make your request known. But only through prayer and thanksgiving. Understand that when we pray and we have this long list of petitions unto the Lord, don't forget to include the thanksgiving part of it. Lord, thank you that I know you're going to make a way. Thank you, Lord, that your ways are much higher than my ways and your thoughts are much higher than my ways. And Lord, I just need you to intercede in this particular situation. I need you, Lord, to help this and do that. Whatever it is, you know. And God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that you and I could ever even ask or think. Amen. But that's what we have to do. With thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. Then it says, and the peace of God, which passeth all understanding. That makes me think, and probably you've had somebody to come up to you and say, you know what? I just don't see how you do it. Why are you so happy and joyous? And I know you're going through trials.
And I know what's been happening, and I know the way things are going at work, but you just seem to kind of smile, and you know what that is? We're having all those troubles and trials, but we got the peace of God which passeth all understanding. The world can't understand that. They'll say things, well, if that'd been me, boy, I'd just blowed up. Well, maybe they need the peace of God ruling in their life. And if we are born again, if we are sold out to Christ, if we are living in expectation that this is the day that the Lord could come back, the Lord is at hand, then we have that eternal peace to let us know that one of these days, all of the troubles, all of the trials, all of the turmoil, all of the bitterness, all of the anger, all of the affliction, no more cancer, no more problems, no more diabetes, no more leukemia, nothing. Amen. We're going to a place prepared by Jesus Christ Himself. Living with an expectation brings that peace and joy in our life. And it passes all understanding. This world don't understand that. The world seems miserable. I guess maybe y'all recall, I don't know, time flies so much, it gets past so fast. But it's probably been a year or two ago, I don't know. But I had made mention that the Lord really spoke to me one day while I was in the Walmart. Penny was shopping, and somehow the Lord caused me to focus on the faces of the many people that were there. And I saw what looked like agony, and pain, and anxiety, and stress. And it was, honestly, it's hard to believe. It was almost like it was played out in slow motion. You know, I was looking, trying to see a smile, trying to see somebody, you know, wave their hand, hello, how are you doing? And it seemed like everything was just, you know, misery and anguish and pain. And I thought, my Lord, how terrible it must be to go through life. And it even affects your facial expression. And you could see it in their eyes, and it seemed like they were looking far away. And I thought, Lord, don't ever let me be that type of testimony. I don't ever want to see somebody or let somebody see me where I'm so stressed out or so in such anguish because of things that are happening around me. Sure, I can be concerned. Sure, I can worry. But I still want that peace that passeth all understanding. People can't understand how that you could still raise your hands and praise the Lord in spite of your problems, in spite of your troubles. But these are all keys to a happy new year. And the keys that he goes on, he says, then after you've done all this, then he says, finally. You mean there's more? I can almost imagine the congregation or the audience when Paul was addressing these things. And you got to understand, he wasn't talking to some old-time saints. Now, he was talking to some young converts who had just become believers. And now he's kind of preaching to them and telling them how they need to conduct their life and what they need to do, you know, and not get caught up in all of this worldly situation, you know, because you're supposed to be a light. How many, in fact, knows that we're not the light? Amen. We're the vessel that the light is supposed to shine through. You know, I've said too many times, I don't care if they remember my name. I don't care if they remember the church I went to. But if they can see Jesus in me, if they can see something in my life that lets them know that I want a born-again experience like they've got, or I want to feel peace and joy like they've got. So this is what the Apostle Paul. So after all that, then he says, finally, my brethren, whatsoever. Someone share with me tonight your definition of whatsoever, not whatever. You know, that's the generation with a hand up, whatever. Don't y'all love that term when you say something and they say, whatever? No, whatsoever. Anybody? No matter what happens. Whatsoever. That's kind of anything. It kind of puts it all into perspective. Whatsoever. In fact, try to name something that doesn't fit the category of whatsoever. Whatsoever. Love that. Whatsoever things are true. Not whatsoever things are false. Not whatsoever things are rumors or innuendos.
or gossip. Amen. Those things are negative. Those things will tear and pull at your peace. But if you'll focus on whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are true. Amen. True in conversation, true in our lifestyle, and true relationships with the Lord. How many knows that every spirit that comes against us is not a Holy Spirit? And how many knows what discernment means? Being able to discern, being able to recognize, not only recognize, but rebuke that evil spirit, amen, and accept that sweet spirit. So whatsoever things are true, think on these things. Whatsoever things are honest. How many would agree with me? Just tell me the honest truth. It's almost a thing of the past in our political ads, in our commercials. Hey man, how many have run out and buy everything that they sell you on television is guaranteed to do? I think my mother-in-law was the only one that actually did that, and she ordered everything, you know, ordered all those things. Some of them she never even opened the boxes, you know. But you hear that and you got to say, nah, I don't. Come on, be honest with me. Don't pull my chain. You know, just tell me the facts. How many would want an honest opinion from your doctor? No matter how grave it was, that's not a good word. No matter how bad it was, no matter if it was something that was terminal, or it was something that caused you to have to go under the knife for surgery. I want to know. I want to know. Just be honest with me, you know. And God wants us to be honest with Him. In fact, He knows when we're not. I mean, you can fool a lot of people, but you cannot fool God. So whatsoever things are honest. These are things, if we will incorporate into our life, then we will have a very happy new year. Regardless of circumstances, regardless of the turmoil, you know, I can't guarantee from the pulpit, and I know you probably don't want to hear this, I can't guarantee 2021 is going to be even better than 2020. I can't guarantee that. But one thing I can guarantee, if you'll think on these things, amen, you'll have the everlasting peace, amen, that the world can't even understand. It passeth all understanding. When you know what is true and you know what is honest, and whatsoever things are just. Whatsoever things are just. Just means basically rightness. Righteousness, truth, honesty, all of those things kind of coincide with things that are just. And a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ causes us to be just. A just person means that somebody you can put confidence in, somebody that you could call a brother or sister, somebody that will help you, be concerned for you when you're going through trials or situations. So whatsoever things are that you trust. Also, whatsoever things that are pure. Pure. You know, the Food and Drug Administration stepped in several years ago. And now, whatever you buy, I mean, it has to tell you what's in it. You know, there was a time they didn't tell you everything that was in it. And just in case you want to know, pick up a can of off-label Vienna sausage or potted meat. And it'll tell you exactly what's in there. And they have to do that. And they have to, you know, now all these sodium nitrates and all this other stuff they have to add, they have to tell you that. Because whatsoever things, and they can't tell you anymore that this is pure something unless it absolutely is 100% pure. Do you know that there are spirits that's trying to claim that they are holy, and they're not? They're not. People are even professing that they're holy, and they're not. Because their holiness does not come from the righteousness of God, but it comes from what they profess themselves to be. And if it doesn't match, if it doesn't coincide with the Word of God, it's not pure. And if somebody, though an angel from heaven, comes and tries to preach or teach you any other thing other than what the apostles preached, the Bible says, let them be a lie. It's not pure. The best way to know if it's pure is to know the genuine. And you know the example that we always use about the artificial money. So know what is pure. And whatsoever things are pure, think and dwell on those. Whatsoever things are lovely. Lovely. You know, I believe that's more than just beauty. I think that goes into like a lovely spirit, a lovely person, or a lovely attitude, or just, a lovely friendship. All of those things. Think on those things. And if you'll think on the things that you do have, honestly, going into this next year, we are very, very blessed. Wonderfully blessed. You know, other parts of this country and other parts of the world, the things that people get by with and things that people have to eat, and we throw away stuff that they could live probably for 2 or 3 days on, and all of those things sometimes we just kind of discount a little bit because we're so used to being blessed. But you know, that's lovely. That's lovely that we have that opportunity to be blessed. The song that says, there's a roof over my head, I got a good place to sleep, a fine family. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me. And then whatsoever things are of good report. I think this kind of goes into our itching ears a little bit. If you can't tell me something good, or if you can't say something good, isn't that what Thumper said? Don't say nothing at all. You know, I love to hear good reports. But sometimes it's terrible for somebody to be talking about somebody who's going through a terrible time. And you know, and y'all all know it. You see it out in the world. You see it on the news. You see it, all this kind of stuff. And that can affect your spirit. That can affect your attitude. So think on whatsoever things are of good report. And let me tell you something. This is as good a report as I know. This is one thing that I think each and every one of us, I especially, need to take advantage of more in this coming year, because the Word will help us through any problem, any situation, any turmoil that's going to come in our life. Amen. This is where we get our strength. You get your strength physically from eating a well-balanced diet. You get your strength spiritually from the Word of God. It talks about eating the Word of God. In other words, digesting it into your spirit, and it'll make you stronger, and it'll make you, it'll give you the spiritual protein that you need to withstand these trials. So good, again, just not to be too repetitive, but the things that are true, the things that are honest, the things that are just, the things that are pure, the things that are lovely, the good things that have a good report, dwell and think on these things, because what he says, if there be any virtue or power, and if there be any praise, think on these things. So when these other problems try to infiltrate your mind, try to overtake your thinking process, say, wait a minute, no. You know, these are the things that I need to dwell on. These are the things that I need to think on. These are the things I need to incorporate in my life each and every day. And again, what did we start off with? Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say, rejoice. Didn't say just rejoice when things are going your way, but rejoice in everything, man, and know that God is going to see us through. Don't know what 2021 is going to bring, but I do know one thing. God knows exactly what's going to happen, and I'm going to stay true to Him, and I'm going to ask God to lead me and guide me and keep me just like He has every year preceding this. And I hope and pray that there'll be great things that'll happen. And I'm not necessarily talking about great things in the world. I'm talking about a great revival. You know, if you will look into the Word of God, many, many times when the church was persecuted the most is when it grew the most. And that's something. Many, many times the Bible talks about the church was added. They were added to the church daily, and even when they were crucifying and killing and destroying some of the saints of God, it grew because people knew that they couldn't depend on anything else except the Lord. So maybe 2021 will bring a great revival, a wonderful revival. Not necessarily talking about just in this church. I'm talking about worldwide revival. I'm talking about, because I think people are getting desperate because they're learning that they can't trust hardly anything in this world today. But we can point them to the Lord Jesus Christ and say, there's where your trust needs to be. Amen. Do you love Jesus with all your heart, your mind, your soul, your body? Looking forward to a great day, great year in the Lord. Amen. Before we dismiss, if you have a need of prayer tonight, please come and we'll pray with you, pray for you if you're sick or afflicted, or if you just have a special request that you want to be prayed for. Understand that this altar is open anytime. Amen. And I appreciate the prayers that go up, the texts that go out, and people respond praying now. And I know that when they say that, they really mean that. They are praying for that situation. And that's the one really good thing about this technology that I surely, surely love. And I think we need to take full advantage of it, because that's instant prayer chain. Amen. When you get see that that text or that request on Facebook go out, that you know that your friends and your brothers and sisters are praying. So let's continue to do that and continue to work for the Lord. Amen. God bless you. Would you stand? Brother Jim, if you'd come, dismiss us with a word of prayer. Don't forget, tomorrow night, if you can possibly be with us, we'll be here praying.
Amen, amen. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise this evening. Praise God. Again, just love worshiping the Lord and having an opportunity just to meet His house and with His mighty word being read. Rejoice in the Lord always. That is so powerful. Praise God. All hearts and minds clear. Again, can just know this altar's open. If you need prayer, we will pray with you. Anyone, again, as Brother Eddie said, watch it on the feed. Just put it in the comments and the text there, and we'll be glad to pray with you. Just praise God. And don't forget the prayer box, too. There, I know there's victories in there, and there's also prayer requests that there are those ongoing prayers. But we're giving God the glory, and through faith in Him, that it will come to pass in His time and His will. Alrighty, well, this prayer will be dismissed. And for those of you that we will not have an opportunity to see tomorrow, I want to wish you a happy new year. But if there's any way possible, come meet us as we pray in the new year. I'll be honest with you, for me personally, it is a powerful time. Our most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we just praise You. Yes. Lord, we thank You for this evening You've given us. We thank You for Your love, Your mercy, and Your grace. Lord, again, for all those gathered together here tonight, whether they'll be here live or watching on the feed, Lord, we ask You to bless them and their family. Lord, strengthen their households. Lord, for the young people outside, dear Lord, during this trying time, we pray for our children, pray for the young. Even for us, dear Lord, we just need Your touch. Lord, we're nothing without You, but with You all things are possible. Lord, we need You to guide us. Lord, direct us, dear Lord, and we're worshiping You and we're thanking You. Lord, thank You for answering the prayers that's been lifted up. And we give You all the honor and glory in Jesus' name. And we all say, amen, amen. Praise God. Have a wonderful, wonderful rest of your evening. Be careful going home.